It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, just one thing I want to just touch on just quickly. I know we're going to do a non-sports bit, but, you know, with Ovi and the chase and what, two to tie, three to break it. I don't think we've talked enough about what an incredible rate he's shooting at this year. As of yesterday, I haven't checked it this morning, but as of yesterday, he was shooting at like 17-18%. Which is the highest of his career. And remember, it was just, I think it was just last year, the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was shooting
was
9%. Like 5% or something. It was something horrid.
Yeah, he was on a decrepit goal pace until he got caught fire the second half of the season.
As of this morning, he's at 18%. And unless I'm missing something, it's by far his highest shooting percentage year. Like, mm-hmm. the year he's having is nuts. It's mm-hmm. bananas. It's like having an MVP year back at the end of your career.
And he's doing it at almost 40, and he missed a big chunk of the season due to a leg injury.
People have argued that he should still get MVP consideration.
Maybe. He's third in goals despite missing all of those games.
Yeah, and he's playing less minutes.
Yep.
It's just what he's doing is just bonkers.
It is remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
Who's the MVP favorite?
I don't know. Is it like Nate McKinnon? I don't know.
McDavid?
I don't know. I don't know who's the leader right now. Maybe Jason can look up.
Drysdale.
Oh, Drysdale. Okay.
Drysdale. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Drysdale.
Yeah, from Edmonton.
Edmonton.
So the Edmonton just has two just superior offensive players.
What is their deal? Like, they have like a ton of points too?
He's leading the league in goals with 52, and he's third in points, Drysdale.
I understand, but what is the team doing?
I'd have to look up where Edmonton's in playoff contention.
But they're not like at 100 points or anything like that.
I'd have to look it up.
They're third in the Pacific. They have 91 points. So
they're having a good year. But I don't know.
Last time I checked, Ovi was not in the top 20 for MVP voting. They don't go that far down anymore. They only have the top five. But
it's okay. I'm not worried about him getting MVP.
I think he should be in consideration.
Now, I was going to say real quick that, all right, Chicago tomorrow, and then Cakes goes to New York. If he doesn't break it, let's just say he's tied going into the third game, which is Carolina here.
Carolina back here.
Can you imagine the tickets for that game?
Well, I mean, people are already tweeting what
April 10th,
the ticket prices are.
Next Thursday. First round of the Masters and Ovi possibly breaking the record.
I love how you just throw it in the
Masters. I don't know what's bigger.
Well, I know what's bigger in my world. Also, by the way, and we're going to talk more about Ovi at 7:25. The fact that there were like 120 penalty minutes late in the game last night is going to make that rematch back at Cap One with the goal chase, if it hasn't been hit yet, like that is going to be a hot ticket for a lot of different reasons.
Well, it was chippy in the first period last night.
All right, so we'll get back into Ovi in about 20 minutes. One thing we don't want the Capitals to give Ovi is a recharge day.
All right, now what is a recharge day?
Companies are offering recharge days to workers enraged about return to office.
Mm. So does that mean you get to go home for a day?
Employers are luring workers back to their cubicles with the prospect of more, quote, me time. As more companies, not the me time you're thinking about,
Eddie. I love me some me time.
As more companies
require. You saw my grin?
I did see the grin.
Didn't you used to have me undies?
I did have me undies.
Yeah, that used to be an old endorsement.
I love that. I would love those to come back.
Sure.
Now I'm a Hanes guy.
So as more companies require employees return to the office after years of remote work, they're also enticing colleagues with specialty vacation days meant for, I think this falls under your umbrella, EB, wellness.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a wellness feature.
My me time's good for my wellness.
Rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And recharging.
I like to rest after. Yeah.
According to Axios, corporate hubs like New York and Miami have reached nearly or more than 90% of pre-pandemic levels of office foot traffic from data from late July of 2024. Meanwhile, companies like Amazon and JP Morgan Chase rolled out 5-day in-office policies at the start of 2025. But some businesses are softening the blow of in-person work with more perks, including paid time off to focus on well-being.
Mm.
How have people been doing with getting back to work? I have one buddy who was just having to go maybe once a week, twice a week, and now is having to do 5 days a week. And yeah. I think it's miserable.
Yeah. He's just not handling
because has to drive all the way to Baltimore from Gaithersburg.
Mm. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo for your buddy. I drive from Olney to here every day.
No. He's going Gaithersburg to Baltimore.
Okay.
But Bayview. Do you know where that is?
No.
It's on the other side. It's got to take the tunnel.
What? I'm selfish. I don't care about your buddy's commute to Baltimore.
I'm just saying. I'm wondering. It's helpful for us that do a radio show. I've noticed a lot more people on 270 when I'm leaving in the morning.
I think it's just better for everyone. You need to be around people. You can't be working from your house all the time by yourself.
I don't know.
There's no way you're working all the time.
So some examples.
I see all these people walking their dogs.
Some examples.
You think people work in the office? You worked in an office before. I worked in an office.
I just think
people get coffee. They get cigarettes.
No, I know.
They linger. They
do
nothing.
People goof off everywhere. But I definitely think it's just easier. Trust me. I know guys are out on the golf course all the time. They ain't at the golf course anymore.
Yeah.
They ain't at the golf course.
Last time.
I know one guy had two memberships.
And now...
He's trying to get out of both of them because he can't go.
I got
who I hope doesn't get out of a membership? His name is, did you see one of the nuggets about Kevin Willard? He got a membership at Congressional. I hope he has to pay dues at Congressional until the day he's in a pine box. And he never gets to play it because he's up in Philadelphia now instead of here.
I got a call. I got a text from somebody.
He should just keep it.
You hate him.
I hate
he does.
I
kind of hate him too. I do kind of hate him.
You know what? He's very hateable, and he has a very punchable looking bald face.
Should be one of your compadres.
No, so he's funny.
Bald loser.
I've kicked him right off of the bald island. He's no longer welcome.
I got a text from somebody who said, "Hey, are you playing golf?"
Mm-hmm.
He saw me on the T-sheet, and I was like, "No, I'm not playing golf." And then he said, "Well, your buddy's name is on the T-sheet." And I was like, "I mean, he should be working." And then I started thinking, I was like, "Man, maybe he got dozed, and he's doing that deal where you tell your wife and family that you're still working, but you have like a, you know, you're going somewhere every day, just filling your time. You always see that
but before
in TV
he breaks
shows
into his
movies.
Wife that he got canned.
He just plays golf every day.
I mean, I guess that's one angle.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it turned out that the guy botched the T-sheet or something, and he actually was working. But there are, I'm sure you've probably come across guys that do that. That tell their wife they're working and they're.
I have no idea.
Well, I've got a buddy when I play golf with him, my buddy Bill, he's on conference calls all the time.
Oh, yeah.
On the golf course.
On the golf course.
Yeah.
Can you tell him to stop?
That's the worst.
Stop the conference calls.
So he'll get out of the cart. He'll start walking down the fairway. He'll put the phone down right next to the tee box.
Put it on mute.
and he'll put it on mute.
I don't want to
hit his tee shot, and then he'll pick up phone. He'll start walking down the fairway. We're still on the tee box hitting.
Right.
I mean,
I don't want to out my buddy, so I won't say his name. But one of my buddies who I play golf with all the time, he's a trainer. Okay. But he's got one, and he trains rich people. He's a Megan trainer. Mm-hmm. He just trains rich people. Mm-hmm. But one of his rich clients was like in Nicaragua or something. And or wherever the heck he was, it was in Thailand. I don't know.
Hold on. Somewhere. He travels to train that person?
No. Zoom trains them. Okay. And because of the time difference, and I'm like, why don't you just blow him off or do anything? The guy pays him so much, he can't. So he puts an earpiece in. On the golf course, the guy knows he's on the golf course, yeah. And he Zoom trains.
He's like,
hey, 9 to 12.
Go do 50 push-ups.
Yeah. I can do that. You're working hard.
Yeah,
one more squat.
But he putts it, and then he goes over, yeah. And he's pulling the guy for not working hard enough.
Do 10 more burpees while he goes down into the hit a shot out of the sand.
There's a lot of multitasking that people do on the golf course.
So much.
That's for sure.
No question. I always just figure their sales.
They always try to get me to do the Grant and Danny hit.
The blitz. You always say no to the blitz.
And I'm like, I'm at the golf. I don't think they care.
The blitz is usually at 4:15.
Once or twice, I have done the hit from the golf course.
Yeah, yeah. You just need to give them 3 good minutes.
Yeah, you know.
Just talk about the Commanders and then pull out your sand wedge. Talk about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, a lot of people
do that.
And
then just hit a shot on the green.
So at the end of the day, a recharge day is extra paid time off.
Correct.
I'm all
sounds
about
like
that.
It.
I mean, I haven't seen anything in my Odyssey email about a recharge day.
Right.
When's the last time you even looked at your Odyssey email?
I try to go in there once a week so I don't get kicked out. Because getting kicked out of the Odyssey email, I'd rather be in Alcatraz back in the 50s. Because it's horrible to try to get back in.
Does anybody actually have this? It is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. I would just assume they call it personal days.
Yeah.
Do you have a separate recharge day?
I don't know.
I mean, back when I had a regular job 35 years ago, whenever the heck it was, when I worked for a mortgage company, I had 2 weeks of vacation, but I think they gave you 2 personal days.
That sounds like a trap. If I'm a boss and an employee has to take a recharge day, man, I think less of that person.
You're going to put a little tick mark.
Oh, you need to recharge?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, you see a little mental reset, Valdez. Hey, you know what? I'm looking at a guy who could use a recharge day right now, right through the glass.
What about you?
I'm looking at him right on that screen, too.
He's on a don't sleep high right now. I can tell.
Is his energy picked up since he's 100%. Said don't sleep?
You guys went right after the show, didn't you?
I went to MGM National Harbor. I did. It was a whole day. I drove to the McDonald's, of course, had my standard McDonald's meal, Happy Meal, ate it in the parking lot, just like a loser.
Yeah.
Drove to MGM.
Refused to go inside.
Yeah, I don't go inside. Are you kidding?
Are you with me?
How would I do that?
Your car gets sticky like fries now.
I have fries all over the floor.
That reminds me of the Happy Meal. It's a hamburger, not a cheeseburger.
No, my standard Happy Meal.
Hamburger fries.
Hamburger. The world's smallest container of fries. Apple slices yesterday, because I knew I was going to have a heavy dinner of Voltaggio. Extra large Diet Coke. Or large Diet Coke. By the way, great bargain. $4.99. Felt like I was stealing. Ate that, drove to MGM National Harbor, parked my car, went for a run, came back. I went for a run.
What, like on the treadmill or whatever?
No, there's a trail right by National Harbor. I was running on the freaking Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
You're kidding.
Not kidding.
I thought you were out on running.
I'm getting back in.
Did Farley get you? He dragged you in?
No, it's self-motivated.
Really? I thought you were out.
Trying to get back in.
2 weeks ago, you said you were out.
Getting back in.
Oh. I'm stunned.
Jealous.
So I went for a 4-mile run, came back, went to the cash game, had a decent little score.
Yeah.
Went to the hotel room, took a shower, took a nap. Then I hung out with Valdez and his pops. It was a whole day.
Did you guys do dinner together?
Yeah, Voltaggio Brothers. Nice. It was great.
Did you get the hook?
Got a nice little romp, as Rom would call it, also known as a comp.
Nice.
Yes.
I think Cakes' steak choice might be a little Joan worthy.
Why?
What is Valdez and I are kind of laughing about it.
All right, so hold on. So what did everybody order? What did you order?
I was intrigued because the waiter, who was great, he offered up the special.
Which
it was a Wagyu skirt steak. And I said, that sounds
skirt
delicious.
Steak. Wagyu's supposed to be good, so you got me at Wagyu, you lose me at skirt.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why? Skirt steak is what, like, thin.
I don't get sized for thin.
It's the toughest cut of steak.
It was so tender.
Your wife doesn't get sized for thin.
Bobby's is joning, but I gave him a piece, and
he loved it.
He loved it, so he's joning for no good reason.
You told me that, and my first thought was, those are like oxymorons.
I'm telling you, it was high quality.
It's what they shove in fajitas.
Guy got a Philly cheesesteak steak.
Now they may shove skirt steak from a grocery store that's in a cellophane wrapper your fajitas, but they're not using what I was eating in the fajitas. Right.
I got your back, Cakes. I like me
it's
a skirt
delicious.
Steak.
Yeah. All it was delicious.
I know, but thin steak is just nuts.
You get that at Applebee's.
My wife, for some reason, is into thin steak.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
He's doing a lot of joning for a guy who was on complete scholarship yesterday. That guy. Room, dinner, drinks, everything.
Did he pay the tip?
No, I paid the tip because I invited them as my guests. I paid the tip and I paid the overage past the comp.
I'm normally not. I know everyone likes to order a filet. I'm normally not a filet guy.
Yeah? Why not?
I don't know. I'll get a prime rib. Yeah. Or I'll get
you like the little fat.
I get a little fatty in there. Or I get a New York strip.
I got on brand. I got rack of lamb.
Yes, he did. He did get a rack of lamb.
Nice. Yeah. What'd your pops get?
Big old New York strip.
Was your father just stunned at the perks? He just
loved it. My dad was on cloud nine.
He didn't choke during the meal, did you?
No.
I thought would have been a crab cake.
No, I guess. Yeah, it was good to see Papa.
He's probably still sawing wood.
Oh yeah, still sleeping in the room.
The sleep was awful because he was snoring like a banshee all night. Oh my god, it was awful.
Yeah.
You could have gone to Gates' room and you'd heard the same thing.
I mean, I only snore when I'm asleep.
Did you bring the mask? I was tossing and turning like a mug.
No, I don't bring it.
I don't bring it to MGM.
I just roll the dice.
Yeah, but Cakes is now he's a skirt steak guy. Now that I know, a lot of joning.
Wagyu, all of those is fantastic.
He's a skirt steak guy. All right, let's go to Joe.
They could put Wagyu in front of turd and he would order it.
Let's go to Joe in D.C. Joe, what's up, man? It's Open Line Thursday, by the way. Your chance to steer the show. What's up, Joe?
What's up, boys?
What's up?
Hey, I went to the University of Pittsburgh from 1993 to 1997.
Okay.
Kevin Willard's dad was the head coach of the basketball
team. Ralph Willard.
Definitely remember him.
Right. He ruined the program.
Okay.
But just to give you the background, I had a couple classes with Kevin. Kevin walked around with this unrealistic BDE for a dude who only averaged 3.7 points a game.
Right.
That's pretty funny. It's a funny bit.
Didn't he start somewhere else? Did he end up in Pittsburgh? Because I think he played two different schools, right?
I think Ralph started at Western Kentucky, and then
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ralph got the job. Kevin came with him.
I like how he talks about how his dad just firebombed the Pitt program. That's great.
So are you rooting against Kevin Willard, too? Just like everyone else here?
I've been rooting against Kevin Willard since 1996.
Yeah. Yeah. He's OG.
So he's just been like an incredibly arrogant, cocky guy ever since you've known him.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know him well. We had a couple of classes together, but yeah, he definitely tried to walk the walk when he couldn't, or he tried to talk the talk when he couldn't walk the walk.
I mean, if you were on the hoop team, I don't care if you're averaging 2 points, 0 points, you probably are going to have some.
You're going to have some swagger, of course.
You're going to have some swagger to you. I can't really hold that against.
Looks like his pops at Pitt in five seasons only had one season above 500. made one NIT.
Gross.
Was his dad? Does dad do anything great coaching? Why do I feel like
he had success at Holy Cross?
He did. Okay.
At Holy Cross, he made the tournament four times in about 10 years and had a winning record.
Right.
But I want to say he had some pretty good rosters at Pitt in the mid 90s. If you go back and look at those rosters,
just didn't do anything with them.
Who was the guy that had the dunk, the broke glass?
Jerome Lane.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, you're welcome to call us throughout an open line Thursday, just like Joe did at 800-636-1067. And coming up in just about an hour, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.